But welcome, welcome to Yoga Nidra number one of the camp. And in case you're a little bit confused, my name's actually Theo. So yeah, just find anywhere that looks good and lie in it. And then change your mind, it's fine too. Okay? If you haven't done Yoga Nidra before, it's very exhausting. No, you need to just... All you need to do is relax as best you can and treat anything I tell you as an invitation. It's not an instruction. It's just to help us ground and settle into this space and to feel welcome, basically. So as you are settling yourself down and take all the time you need, just allow your body to be welcomed by the earth. Allow yourself to be welcomed by the ground beneath you into this beautiful, beautiful space, this lovely land that is cared for and held by the divine Jacob and Ash and this beautiful, beautiful yurt of Toby's and all the lovely people out there cooking us dinner as you lie here. It's all fantastic. So be welcomed into this space. And above all, on your exhalation, so as you breathe out, can you allow your body to maybe just to settle a little bit more into the ground? And notice how she supports you, how the ground itself holds you. And it's always a lovely opportunity to be aware of a particular miracle, which is that you are currently travelling through space at thousands of miles an hour, spinning as you go. And yet such is the love of the earth for you that you feel still. Isn't that beautiful? Such is the welcome of this land for you right now that you feel still. And in as much as you settle into this space as best you can you also allow a welcome for the air of this land, the breath of this land. Allow yourself to be breathed by the air as it is breathed out by all these beautiful trees and plants and all the green people that live on this land. And know that they too have a welcome for you. And it's this beautiful mutual process by which you welcome the breath into you and you are welcomed too to this land. And each and every part of you is welcome here, held. So you can feel maybe that welcome for the crown of your head. Feel a welcome for the center of your eyebrows. For the center of your throat. And maybe you can feel a welcome for the front of your right shoulder and the inside of your right elbow and the center of your right wrist and for each and every finger on your right hand and traveling gently back up past the right wrist and the elbow and shoulder and back to the throat and feeling a welcome for the front of the left shoulder now. And the inside of the left elbow. Left wrist. And each and every finger and thumb on your left hand. Just blessed to be here, really. Traveling back up past the left wrist and elbow and left shoulder. The center of the throat and down to the center of your chest, the heart center, to the left side of your chest and the right side of your chest, from the heart center down to the navel, to your little belly button there, feeling a welcome for that part of you too. And down to the front of your pubic bones and then the front of the right hip, right knee, right ankle, and each and every toe on your right foot welcomed into this space. back past the ankle, knee and hip. The front of the pubic bones and the left hip now. Left knee, left ankle, and each and every toe of the left foot. Back past the ankle, the knee, the hip, the front of the pubic bones, the navel, the heart, center, each and every part of you welcome into this space. Welcome into this camp. Welcome to this land. And welcome to this day, to this beautiful, radiant day. And maybe you can allow yourself to rest a little bit more fully, to almost become part of the land here, to feel all the little scurrying creatures of the land and the growing creatures and the green things of this land growing around you, snuggling up to you. Maybe you can be part of the trees and the dandelions. Maybe stay away from the nettles. And in as much as you do that, maybe you can be part of the breath that flows through this land, of the sky that arches above us, the clouds that pass over us, the radiant sun that shines down upon us. Maybe you can be one with each and every tiny breeze and breath of air as it floats through this land. And this is the invitation then, to find yourself at one moment, one with the land and the growing things here. At another moment, one with the scurrying creatures. At another moment, one with the tiniest of breezes. Know that you are welcome here. Know that you are loved here. Know that you are seen and met here. And the invitation then is to meet every being that you meet on this land in the same way. To meet each one with love and honour and respect. From the lovely people cooking dinner, to the joyous person playing piano, to the tiniest, tiniest little bugs. To the rain if it comes, and the sun if it burns, to the stars of the night sky when they come. Can you find a welcome for everything here, for anything that might come for you? And then little by little then. Maybe you could become aware of your breath once more. Flowing in and out of the body. In and out of the body. Each breath a welcome. And maybe you could invite that breath to deepen. And as it begins to deepen, maybe you could begin to stretch into your fingers and wriggle into your toes. And if you haven't come across it already, I want to introduce you to a super secret technique for perfect health and well-being. It's called pandiculation. It's a beautiful word. And this is how you do it. Squeeze in tight in some way that makes sense to you. You can just do it where you are, or you might even want to give your knees a big hug. You don't have to do any of this, it's just an experience. And as you squeeze in tight, squeeze, 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 and then through that squeeze, stretch out in any direction that makes sense to you. Again, just be aware of other people's ears and noses. And you just stretch, stretch, stretch in any direction that makes sense. And then at some point, you release and relax. Oh. And if you yawn or sigh, you've done it right. So if you want to do it maybe one more time, that might be a thing to do. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Stretch, 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 stretch. Ooh, whenever you're ready, relax. And if you're really addicted to it already, you can do one more if you want. Squeeze. Because your pets at home will do this 40 to 50 times a day.
Wow.
Oh, I know. Ooh, big stretch. And then relax. Nice. At some point, there will be a donging noise. And that donging noise will mean that food is ready.
The words will be my tummy.
Do you want a bowl?
I have my tent's just here, so I can
pick it up. Gonna need some help.
Do a donkey thing. No, they need to do a donkey thing. It's all good.